Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. And last week we talked about coaching, which is a way to help a client determine their own goals or actions by coming up with their own plan. That's what coaching is all about. Today's segment, we're going to talk about setting and achieving your goals. And there's several ways that you can do this. You can do this through things that you've experienced early on in life, on up to adulthood. You can do this through understanding your natural behavior patterns and learning how to go out of your comfort zone. So let me first go back and talk about how your personal experiences affect you as an adult and how you set goals and achieve goals. Many a times I like to watch shows like Biography, which talk about some of the different actors and the things they've gone through, because people who have achieved something in their lifetime, if you look back on the things that they were taught as children, then it also influences where they are today. And what I would like to do is also get into some ideas about how, if you think positively in your lifetime, that's because as a child, your parents taught you to think positively about yourself. If you think negatively, or if you think of yourself as someone who can't achieve goals or who is second best in almost everything you do, that's because somewhere along the line, you were taught that by your parents. That is why understanding yourself and your behavior patterns is very important, because what we do, if you think about transactional analysis, it talks about the parent, the adult, and the child. The parent says, I want, and those are the things you always said to your parent. Either you got it or you didn't get it, but it was always your want. And then your parent says to you, you should, and then those are the things that your parents tell you should do in your lifetime and the things that you should achieve. And then as an adult, you say, I am able to. And why that's important is that your parent always tells you your shoulds based on the things that they think you should do, but it's also something based on their own personal experiences and the things they're telling themselves. So by understanding your parents and their background and the things they went through and why they respond the way they do in different situations helps you understand why you respond the way you do. Think about it. If a parent grew up being afraid of the rain or afraid of the thunderstorms, and as a small child you see your parents cowering in the corner and they hold you and cower you in the corner, then along the way, that somewhere along that route, you begin to think of yourself as someone who is afraid of thunderstorms. Not from your own personal experiences, but it's something that your parent experienced early on. So therefore, you have to turn around and you have to look at it. And you have to say, is this really the way I want to respond to this situation, or do I need to learn another way? That is why, even though your parents turn around and teach you things like to be afraid of yourself or afraid of success, you can turn around and you can say, now how do I change my self-esteem and my values so that I can be more successful and achieve goals just like anyone else? How can I get around someone else who is successful that can show me what they've done to create success? Just look at Donald Trump. That's why everyone talks about him and the success that he has made, because even though he has turned around and filed bankruptcy, even though he had the money to pay off his bills, what he has done is found a way that works for him, that has helped him become successful. First, he did it through real estate in New York, where the opportunity, opportunities were there for him to achieve those goals. Then he moved into writing books and giving advice. Then all of a sudden he had someone come to him and say, we want to do a show with you. And we all know how that has succeeded. It succeeded for a couple of years, and it has also sort of gone by the wayside because people's tastes have changed. Now, let's talk about your natural behavior patterns. And when I talk about natural behavior patterns, I tend to think in terms of the disc. And why I use disc is because you think of the disc as the dominant, the D as the dominant personality, someone who is very fast-paced, very effective in the things they do, very goal-oriented. They can see the whole picture, but they may not be able to tell you how to get and do it, so therefore they need someone else in their group that can put their ideas into work. Then you have the I. That's the person who is very influencing, very verbal. They can become friends with strangers without even batting an eye. And then you have the S behavior pattern, and that's someone who is the steadiness behavior pattern, and they're very analytical. They're very determined. They are very conservative. They have to see the whole picture before they do anything. And then you have the C of the conscientiousness behavior pattern, and they are very detail-oriented. They can look at things, and they can do things in such a way that it helps them to take the whole picture and lay it out before them. And the purpose of understanding your behavior pattern is the simple reason that when you understand your behavior, then you're able to enhance and do the things that you really enjoy doing that can help you to be the best at what you do. And what I want to do is take that and go back and discuss some of the things that I can tell you about myself and how I've taken that understanding and make it work for me. Not that I can say if it works for me, it can work for you, but at the same time, I can help you understand how you can take and understand your strengths and utilize it so that you can maximize your behavior patterns. That is what coaching is about, and that's why it's important to understand coaching. Now, one of the reasons I'm able to do what I do as a counselor or as a therapist, now, when I'm talking about therapists, I'm not talking about actually helping people deal with deep down underlying problems, because you also, when you look at people who are alcoholics or drug addicts, usually what that is they're so insecure in who they are and how they feel about themselves that they've used that drugs or that alcohol to mask their insecurities. Therefore, when you go in for therapy for a drug habit or an alcohol problem, just drying someone out is not going to solve their problem because all the underlying issues are there. That is what a therapist does. That's why even if you notice when you see the news and they talk about Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan, what they're doing is they're talking about them and the behaviors that they're exhibiting, but they don't understand why they keep going back to that behavior patterns, and they can't get over the drug or alcohol problem. But it's just a simple situation where you have got to learn to understand why you react and respond the way you do, and that all goes back to your childhood and how you were raised from your parents. That's why it's important to understand all the aspects of your life and why you react the way you do. Now, in my situation, I grew up in a family where there was a lot of abuse. So and a lot of negativity, and I either could have accepted that or I could have decided that I wanted more out of life. And I did, and I found that I had to distance myself from my family because whenever I get around them, even though I know they're incapable of showing me the love that I desperately need in my life, when I get around them, I still want it. And then, therefore, what happens is my anger comes up because they're not meeting a need in me that I desperately need. And I have had to find that through other sources. Now, I don't have a husband, and part of that comes from the fact that I grew up in an era when people with disabilities didn't have a whole lot of options. People feared you. They were not willing to get too close to you. So, therefore, I had to find other ways. So, I have a lot of girlfriends, but what they are is a support system. They remind me that even though I come from the environment that I come from, I have not let that hold me back. And then what I was able to do was understand that by taking the disc and the profiles, that I have an inspirational behavior pattern. That means that my D or my I is very strong and are very high, and that I'm very outgoing and I'm very fast-paced. I'm someone that likes to get to what's the bottom line. I do not want anyone telling me or coming in and taking over my life. I need to have the control for myself. And that is one of the things that you learn when you take some of these profiles, because it helps you understand yourself and it helps you change some of your behaviors. And it also helps you understand where you come from or why you react the way you do in those situations. Now, what I would like to do is to move into talking about how you can take that and use that behavior pattern to get beyond your comfort zone, because we all have an area that is very comfortable for us. This is the way we respond in certain situations. But part of learning is learning how to stretch yourself and learning how to think outside the box. Because as teenagers, we're beginning to bulk against or not take whatever our parents tell us as the be-all and end-all. That's when we're beginning to want to think for ourselves. That's why so many teenagers tend to get in trouble, because they're trying to make the decisions for themselves. And you need to learn that, but you need to also learn that within a support system. Because only when you finish your education and move into the workplace, then you're moving into a different place where you're taking control of your life and you're the one that's making all the decisions. But you may want to still ask someone, whether it's your mother or your father or some significant other in your life, for input. Because it always helps to have input whenever we make those choices and make those decisions on how we're going to handle the situations that we're in. So what we need to do is incorporate all of these things into how we move into our professional lives, how we set those goals, and how we work towards achieving those goals. Now, let's kind of finish up by spending the last 15 minutes talking about ways we can achieve those goals, things that we can do that can help us be more successful. Like, how do you write a plan that you plan to incorporate? And that plan can be anything from the amount of time it's going to take you to reach that goal. It can be the step-by-step method that you're going to take to reach that goal. It can also be that you may want to start with the end result and then work your way backwards towards the different steps that you need to take to reach that goal. Because what we want to do is set ourselves up for success, we don't want to set ourselves up for failure. And that's why it's important to understand why you respond in certain ways the way you do. Because if you think of yourself as a failure, then it's going to be very difficult for you to find success. And then you're going to set yourself up in such a way that you're going to guarantee yourself to fail. What I'm going to do is go back and tell you a little story. And this is about my sister who's deaf. She had a lot of potential, but because she had such low self-esteem, and instead of getting the help that she needed and the encouragement that she needed, she kept getting a lot of negativity. So therefore, she didn't understand or didn't know how to take it and look at it objectively and say that I can overcome all of these issues. So that what she did was, instead of setting herself up for success, she set herself up to fail. And this is some of the things that she was always told. You can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. You can't hold a job. You can't take care of yourself. My mother did that because what she wanted to do was to not be left alone. Because my mother is, when it comes to spending money, she's going to find every excuse not to spend money and tell you how poor she is. And she has ingrained in herself that she's poor. She's ingrained in my sister that she's poor. And they don't understand how all of that negativity from early on is affecting what they're doing today. So these are some of the issues that you need to think about and incorporate into some of your changes in your personality, in yourself. What you want to be able to do is to have success, to have achievable goals. And many a times, if you think about it, what has a successful actor done or a director done to achieve their goals? They didn't just get there without some type of training. They didn't get there without some type of idea of, in their mind about what they were planning to do. Just look at Steven Spielberg and some of the achievements that he's made. If you look back and hear some of the stories that come out, it's always that when he was a young teenager, he has used his fantasy, and that was where he came up with some of the ideas that he has used with E.T. These are the stories that he used to tell his sisters when they were younger and make up. These are the things that he has incorporated, but he had to learn how to become a director before he could do it and achieve those goals. But it's something that he learned how to do. And anything that you choose to do, if you understand your behavior and your understanding of detail, or whether you're very fast-paced and you always want the bottom line, then that is what you have to look at. Just think about in sales. How do you make sales? Do you understand the person's behavior pattern or why they respond the way they do in that given situation? We all have different things that we need to look at in ourselves that we can help us to achieve the things that we want to do. And what I want to do is go back and give you some ideas of some things that you can incorporate into your life and how you can make achievable goals. And coaching is one way, communication is another, and understanding your skills as a leader. And this is important because the further along you get in your career, as you move up within a company, then you need to train other people, but you don't want to train them in such a way that you're feeling that you're in competition with them. And many times you will find people who will do this because they are scared that the next person's going to come along and take their job away, even though that person may not have that in their plan is just may be that their goal is down the road to achieve that success. What does an attorney do, or even a doctor? They get their training under the auspices of a school initially. Then they go into the hospital and they have doctors that train them in, if they're going to be a psychiatrist, counseling. The only difference between a psychotherapist and a psychiatrist is one can write prescriptions for medications and the other one can't. Many a times doctors will think of giving medication as a be-all and end-all to solve a lot of the issues. And I can go back and tell you that 12 years ago when I stayed with my mother for about 8 months, during that period of time, a lot of the issues that we were having from my childhood were coming out. That was why I tended to act out. But it was also because they were refusing to accept the changes that I had made in my life. So therefore, I had to take it and step back from it because my mother only understood hostility. And even though I wasn't someone who wanted to physically fight, what happened was eventually when I was not getting away from her and I was around her almost constantly, then it did deteriorate into that situation because that's all she understands, and she likes to create an environment where there is hostility. And I have found that for me, I have had to take myself away from them and avoid being with them because that is all they understand and all they want to do. I have a younger sister that she wants nothing to do with me. Why? Because she's jealous. And the jealousy comes from her childhood and things that happened early on. And even though she has been in therapy and gotten counseling, she is not been willing to change that behavior. And therefore, she and I are estranged because that is her choice. I have tried on several occasions to change things with her, but she was refusing to change. And if she was refusing to change, then I cannot keep banging my head against the wall to make something work just because someone does not accept what is happening. And just think about it. What you need to do is you need to utilize learning and every aspect of your life in the way you handle situations, because how we learn helps us to understand why we respond in different ways and how we handle certain things. Think about it. When does the light go off in your mind? That is what you want to think about, is how... when does the light get there, and what makes it happen, and what are the steps that you need to take to make it all happen? We all have different ways of setting up ourselves, but if we're very fast-paced, we may not want to plan things out. So sometimes we may need to have to slow ourselves down, but that's just in how we handle different situations and how we talk to people. Now, when you work in a group, you have to understand why different people work different ways and how you can help them to help you to achieve your goals, because working as a team is very important in how we set up things and how we make them work for us. So what we might want to do is sit down and write out a plan. And that plan can be, where do you want to be in the next year? Where do you want to be in the next 5 years? Where do you want to be in the next 10 years? And write down each step that it's going to take you to get to that end result and make that a successful achievement in your life. And once that becomes a successful achievement for you, then that helps you build your self-esteem and how you handle different situations. It also teaches you some of the skills that you need to have in how you work with people and how you make all of these things work together to help you reach those goals. And let's sit down, and what I want you to do is sit down and write something down for yourself. And then I would like you to send it to me in an email. And the email that you can send it to is successcoach, SUCCOACH, at yahoo.com. And what you can do is write out a plan. Write out a goal that you have for yourself. And write down the steps that you want to achieve. And maybe you want to have some coaching. You can ask for some coaching in how to reach those goals. And it may even be, say, in your health. What do you need? Are you an overeater? Or do you need to be more conscious of how to become more healthy in things like how you look at your chronic condition? Do you need to exercise? Do you need to understand how nutrition is a very important aspect of things? I had a cousin who died 5 weeks ago, and it was a shock to me because I knew that as a teenager, he always went to the gym and he always worked out, and he had a gym in his home. But the one thing that he was not doing was he was not eating right. And high cholesterol ran in his mother's family, because that is an issue that I have to be aware of. Even though my mother keeps wanting to say that I'm diabetic because my father was diabetic, I have found that all of the illnesses that I have had have come from her side of the family. I had an aunt who died young of a heart attack because she was not exercising, but she was also eating wrong because she went out to eat a lot because her husband liked to go out to eat. And those are things that we need to be aware of. What are the chronic conditions that we have that can affect how we eat or how we handle different situations or what we want to do? And maybe you want to stop smoking or live a stress-free life. Now, what would you do to achieve that goal? What are the steps that you would take for yourself to reach that goal? And how would you learn to eat better? This is a big issue that we all have. And a lot of people go out and eat all the time. Well, if you eat in restaurants, restaurants are not concerned about what they're cooking and how it affects your health. But you do see that some people, even today when they go out to eat, are becoming more conscious of eating better. They're not just going to McDonald's, or they're not just going out and eating the richest food. Simple reason. You do those things, and what happens to you is that your cholesterol goes up. Your health becomes an issue. So what we need to do is sit down and think of our goals and what are the things that we want to achieve. And remember, if you want to learn more about taking some of my home study programs or my coaching or some of my mentoring programs, then you can also go to my website, which is personalmentorcareercoach.com, and you can register and become a member of the site, and then you can also get ongoing success tips on some things that you can do to change your life for the better. What we want to do is help you to live a better life in your lifetime and achieve your goals in your lifetime. And those things can be done if you just plan it and sit down and write out that plan and then work that plan and help you understand how to work that plan. So let's all find ways to start looking at the future. We have 2 weeks left in this year before the new year. So we need to start planning, what are our goals for the next year? Where do we want to go? How do we close out this year? And how do we look back at the things that we've done and how have we reached those goals that we have worked so hard for? And I would like to invite you back to next week's session of Live Without Limits.